Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, the Eloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Starting Be'ezes Hashem, the Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, which really begins from the Gemara before on Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara before brings down a machlekes between Remeir and Chachamim. Remeir says, Hashulchan v'menorah v'mizbaches v'paroiches ma'akven es hakorbanos. These four things, these four kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, if any one of these kelim are missing, they are ma'akiv es hakorbanos. That is the shita of Remeir. Chachamim on the other end argue. Chachamim say, ein l'cha ma'akiv es hakorban, the only thing that is ma'akiv, the korban, is only akiyar v'akan bovad. On this, the Gemara asks, "V'loy kein amar Abulazar Rabbi Yisibar ben Chanina tarvayon amrin kol hein dechsev noichach ma'akev." How can you say that Chachamim hold that the only thing that is ma'akev a korban is only a kir v'akan? I, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisibar, Rabbi Chanina both said wherever it says noichach, which is referring to the menorah, is also ma'akev, and on that, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman was Maisif. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman added that not only is the menorah ma'akev, but wherever it says the word Selah, which is referring to the Shulchan, is also ma'akev. V'omer Rabbi Lavashem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman v'afiosima ma'akev. In other words, not only are the menorah and shulchan ma'akev, but even the aron, the paroiches, and the mizbechos are also ma'akev, because it says by them the word sima, and therefore they are also ma'akev karbonis. So how can you say that chomol, the only thing that is ma'akev a karbon, is only kir v'akan, l'chaya, the menorah, the shulchan, and even the aron, paroiches, and mizbechos are also ma'akev? So that the Gemara answers, Omer Reb Chanina kan ba'avodei shebefnim kan ba'avodei shebachutz. That we said, that Chachamim hold the only thing that is ma'akev ha'korban is only hakir v'akan. That is referring to avodei shebachutz. Kir v'akan is even ma'akev the avodei that are outside the heichal. But as far as the avodei in the heichal are concerned, even the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Aron, Pareches, Mizbaches are also Ma'akev. Now as far as how to understand that we said, that Kan Ba'Avodei Shebefnim, as far as Avodei Shebefnim are concerned, the Menorah, Shulchan, Aron, Pareches, Mizbaches are also Ma'akvin, we find two basic Mahalchim. The Korban, Ha'edan, Ataklin, Chadatin both learn that if any one of these kelim are missing, then one cannot do the avodah shebefnim. In order to be able to do the avodah shebefnim, you need all these kelim. That is how the Takon Chadatin and Karban Eida understand the Yerushalmi. In the Rashmi Sawiyah, we find that he learns differently. The Rashmi Sawiyo explains that we say that these kelim are ma'akv and avodah shebefnim, it means as follows, that if any one of these kelim are not in their proper place, one cannot do the avodah that is supposed to be done with that specific keli, unless that specific keli is in its proper place. So for example, if the menorah is not in its proper place, one cannot do the avodah of hadlakas ha-menorah. And so too, if the shulchan is not in its proper place, one cannot do the avodah of sidur lechem aponim. To do each specific avodah with its specific keli can only be done if that specific keli is in its proper place. But it does not mean to say that if any one of the kelim are missing, then one cannot do any avodah shebefnim. That is how the Rashmi Sawiyo understands the Yerushalmi. Now before we explain the Machlekes of Meir and Chachamim, their Meir holds that these Kelim are Ma'akev, all the Avodis in the Beis HaMikdash, and Chachamim hold that they are only Ma'akev, the Avodis Bifnim. we have to preface with a machlokes that we find between the Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Sheirah Shudbeis says the following klal, that as far as Minyan HaMitzvos are concerned, the Rambam says that we are not Moina the Chelkei HaMitzvah. In other words, we are not Moina the parts of the mitzvah. We are only Moina the actual mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam goes on to say that as far as the mitzvah of Asui Mikdash, that there is a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, the only mitzvah that we are Moina is the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. As far as the Asiyas HaKelim are concerned, as far as the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are concerned, since the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are only a chelek of the mitzvah of Asui Mikdash, therefore they are now counted as a mitzvah unto themselves. And so too the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh La'aseh Bayis La'Hashem Muchan Wiyas Makrivim Bayar Karbonis. And then the Rambam goes on to say in Avachava, V'oisin b'mikdash shiva kelim, Mizbeach v'oilo v'shara karbonis v'kevesh, v'kiyar v'kanay u'mizbeach u'menoya v'shulchan. In other words, the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah to make these kelim in the Beis HaMikdash is not a separate mitzvah, but rather they are a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they are included in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because these kelim are a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban in Mitzvah Saseigam and Gimel, on the other hand, argues. The Ramban says, Ufi she'ein ha-kelim chelek min ha-bayis. The Ramban says that they are not a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash. The kelim and the Beis HaMikdash are not a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash. Avalim shtayim mitzvahs. In other words, there is a mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then there is a separate mitzvah of asiyas kelim, of making the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Ramban says, ve'einon ma'akvei zu ezu, u'makriven bebayis af al pisha ein by kelim elu. Since there are two separate mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, of building the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's a separate mitzvah of Asiyas Kelim, and the Kelim are not part and parcel of the Binyan HaMikdash. Therefore, the Ramban says they are not ma'akev one the other. In other words, if one has a Beis HaBechira without Kelim, one can still bring Karbonis. Because since the Kelim are not a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore they are not ma'akev the actual binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. The Leif Sameach goes on to say that according to the Rambam that holds that the kelim are a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, and there is one mitzvah, the mitzvah is Beis HaMikdash with its kelim, because the kelim are a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Leif Sameach says in Shurya Shud Beis that if the kelim are missing, they are ma'akev the Beis HaMikdash, because without kelim you are missing the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Leif Sameach says it comes out that we have a machlokes Rambam and Ramban, not only as far as Minyan HaMitzvahs are concerned. If to count the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash and to count the mitzvah of Asiyas Kelim as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. But yet the Leif Sameach says we find the tremendous nafkamina between the Rambam and Ramban. According to the Rambam, the kelim are ma'akev the Beis HaMikdash. Without the kelim, one does not have a Beis HaMikdash. But according to the Ramban, that understands the kelim are a separate mitzvah, that the kelim are not a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Ramban, the kelim are not ma'akev the Beis HaMikdash. So now let's go back to our Gemara. In our Gemara, again, we have Machlokes Rameir and Rabbanon. Rameir holds these kelim are ma'akev all the avodos. Rabbanon, on the other hand, holds that these kelim are only ma'akev the avodah shebefnim. So, one could have explained the machlokes from Rameir and Rabbanon as follows. that Rav Meir holds the reason why these Keilim are Ma'akev, all the Avodos, even Avodos Shebachutz, is because Rav Meir understands, like we said before in the Shita of the Rambam, that these Keilim are part and parcel of the Beis HaMikdash. Without these Keilim, you are missing the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, not only are these Keilim Ma'akev Avodos Bifnim, but these Keilim are even Ma'akev Avodos Shebachutz, because without these Keilim, one does not have a Beis HaMikdash. That's how one could have explained Shitas Rav Meir. And Chachamim on the other end argue. Chachamim say no. Like we said before, B'Shitas HaRamban, like the Ramban says, that there's two separate mitzvahs. And if the Beis HaMikdash is missing Keilim, it still is considered a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Chachamim say that even if these Keilim are missing, still one can do Avodah Shebachutz because we still have a Beis HaMikdash. That's how one could have explained the Machlokes, Rav Meir, and Rabbanan. But now, one has to understand, if that Rabbanan holds, that the Keilim are not Ma'akev the Avodah Shebachutz, is because Rabbanan holds that these Keilim are a separate mitzvah, and they are not intrinsically a part of the Beis HaMikdash, that without these Keilim one is missing the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Pshat? The Rabbanan agree that these Keilim are Ma'akev the Avodah Shebifnim, like we said before, according to the Takun Chadatin and the Karban Eidah. So Chiyo, one would have to explain as follows, that even though as far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, even without these Keilim, it is considered a Beis HaMikdash, but yet, as far as the Tzura of the Heichal, as far as the Tzura of the Heichal is concerned, if these Keilim Shebifnim are missing, you are missing in the Tzura of the Heichal. In other words, even though as far as the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, one has the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash without these Keilim, but yet there is a certain Tzura with which you need an order for the Heichal to be considered a Heichal. And that Tzura entails that one needs all the Keilim Shebifnim. For example, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, and the Kiyor. And if any one of those Keilim are missing, you are missing in the Tzura of the Heichal. And in order to do Avodah Shebifnim, Avodah Shebifnim can only be done in the Heichal. And if one is missing the Heichal, one cannot do Avodah Shebifnim. Now, let's go a step further. We find in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, Mehoches Beis HaBechir Alachat HaSvav, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishayna of Shloimei, that Shloimei was Mekadesh, the Azara of Yerushalayim, was not only L'shaitza for its time, but yet the Rambam says that Kedusha was L'shaitza and L'asad Lovei. And therefore the Rambam says one is allowed to makriv karbonis even bizman hazeh, even though the bias is not bonoi. Because the Kedusha of Shloimei is kitcho l'shaita v'kitcho l'asad Lovei. So the obvious question is, how can we have said before that according to the Rambam that holds that the Keilim are part and parcel of the Beis HaMikdash, that without the Keilim one does not have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Leiv Sameach goes and says that the Keilim are ma'akev the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam himself holds that one can makir of karbonis even without a Beis HaMikdash? To answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that even though the Rambam Shita is that these Keilim are ma'akvim in the Beis HaMikdash, and without these Keilim one does not have a Beis HaMikdash, but that is only as far as the actual Binyan Beis HaMikdash is concerned. In other words, when they came to build the Beis HaMikdash, if these Keilim would have been missing, then they were not Mekayim the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, because without these Keilim, one does not have a Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built, and the Mokem HaMikdash has Kedusha of the Beis HaBechir, has Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, then the Rambam holds that that Kedusha is Kayim, even if the Mikdash is no longer Bonoi. even after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, but yet the Kedusha that the Mokim has, the Kedusha HaMokim that the Mokim has based on the fact that there was a Binyan Beis HaMikdash with the Kelim, that Kedusha stays even after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Rambam holds that one Kirumakiv Karbonis even Bizman Hazeh, based on the fact that the Kedushas HaMikdash is Kayim even without the actual Binyan. But yet, as far as the actual Binyan is concerned, as far as creating the Kedusha, to create the Kedusha one needs the Beis HaMikdash and the Kuei HaMikdash. That is what we see in Shitas HaRambam. Now getting back to the Yerushalmi. According to the Rambam, one can explain that the Chachamim hold that these kelim are not ma'akev the avodah shebachutz. These kelim are only ma'akev the avodah shebefnim. Chachamim also agree that the Kuei HaMikdash are part and parcel of the Beis HaMikdash. Without the Kuei HaMikdash, one does not have a Beis HaMikdash. That the Chachamim say the kelim are not ma'akev the avodah shebachutz is referring to after the Beis HaMikdash was built. In other words, if the Beis HaMikdash was built with its kelim, and now one of these kelim are missing, the Chachamim hold that once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Kedushas HaMikdash is already there. The Kedushas HaMikdash was established already. And therefore, even if one of the kelim is missing, still one can do Avodah Shebachutz, because you have Kedushas HaMikdash. Just like we find in the Rambam, that one can be maker of Karbonis even without the Beis HaMikdash. And so too we find the Me'iri. The Me'iri in our Gemara says that the reason why these kelim are not ma'akev their Karbonis is because makrivin afal pishein bayis. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash is not ma'akev, because as long as one has Kedushas HaMikdash and the Mokum was established with Kedushas HaMikdash, that Kedusha is Kayim even after one of the Kelim is missing. But that is only as far as the Kedusha HaMikdash is concerned. But as far as the Heichel is concerned, to be considered a Heichel, you need a certain Tzura. And for the Tzura a Heichel, one needs the previous mentioned Kelim. And if one of those Kelim is missing, one does not have the Tzura a Heichel. Now that we've discussed if the kelim are part and parcel of the Beis HaMikdash, or the kelim are a separate mitzvah, let's go back to the kelim which Reb Meir says are ma'akev all the karbonis. Reb Meir again says, Hashulchan v'menorah v'mizbaches v'paroiches ma'akvenes hakarbonis. So here one could ask the following shaila. What happened to the Urim? Rameir mentioned all the kelim. Shulchan, menorah, mizbaches, pareches, makvenes, hakarbonis. Why didn't Rameir mention the Urim, that if one is missing the Urim is also ma'akev the karbonis? So here one sees from here, as Rashash says in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that the Urim was not considered Mekwei HaMikdash. The whole purpose of the Urim was solely for the Luches. And therefore the Rashash says, and so too we find in the Menachas Chinuch Mitzvah Tzadihei, that therefore, in the time of Bayesheni, that they no longer had the Luches, they didn't make the Urim. Because again, the Urim was not considered Mekwei HaMikdash. The whole purpose of the Urim was solely for a place for the Luches. And therefore, even though our mayor holds all these kelim, all the Kwei HaMikdash are ma'akev in the Beis HaMikdash, but that is only the kelim that are considered Mekwei HaMikdash. But the Urim that was not considered Mekwei HaMikdash, the Urim that the purpose of the Urim is for the Luches, is not Ma'akev Karbonis. Because again, a Beis HaMikdash without an Urim is still considered a Beis HaMikdash. But We find in the Knes Seferim in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel that the Knes Seferim says that the Ramban argues, and the Ramban holds that the Aron is considered Mikvei HaMikdash. Now, according to the Ramban, one has to understand why Bizman Bayesheni did they not make an Aron? If the Aron is considered Mikvei HaMikdash, even though they no longer had the Luchais, they should have made a replacement for the Aron. So to answer this kasha, we find in the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Truma, Kapitel Chafei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that Meir Simcha says as follows. Meir Simcha says that the Luchais are Ma'akvim Ha'aron. In other words, even though the Aron was Mekvei HaMikdash, but an Aron without Luchais is not considered an Aron. And therefore, Bizman Bayesheni, there was no purpose in making an Aron, because as long as the Luchais were missing, they wouldn't have had an Aron. And therefore, Meir Simcha says, that's why Bizman Bayesheni, they did not make an Aron, even though an Aron is considered Mekvei HaMikdash. Now we have a seeming machoikis, Rambam and Ramban, if the Aron was considered Mekvei HaMikdash or not. The Rambam seems to hold that the Aron was not considered Mekvei HaMikdash. The Ramban in Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel argues, and the Ramban holds that the Aron was considered Mekvei HaMikdash. So now let's go back to Chachamim. Chachamim say, wherever it says Sima, Ma'akev, like the Gemara explains, that is referring to Avodah Shebifnim. Sima, the Karban Eda, explains, means Kain Arayin Upareiches Umizbachais. And the question is, just like we said, that in Rameir the Aron is not Ma'akev, based on the Rambam, that the Aron is not considered Mekvei HaMikdash, that the whole purpose of the Aron was solely for the Luchais. What is the Pshat? That according to Chachamim, the Aron is Ma'akev Avodah Shebifnim. So L'chayra, from here, one would have a raya to the Pshat that we said before from the Rashmi Sariel. That we said, that Chachamim hold that these Kelim are Ma'akvim Avodah Shebifnim, does not mean that if any one of the Kelim are missing, then any one of these Kelim are Ma'akvim any Avodah Shebifnim. It is referring to the specific Avodah that is done with that specific Keli. If that specific Keli is missing, or that specific Keli is not in its proper place, then one cannot do the Avodah that is done with that specific Keli. And therefore, if the Aron is missing, one cannot do the Avodah that is done specifically with the Aron, which would refer to the Avodas HaKteres of Naivul of Nim. That in order to do the Avodas HaKteres of Naivul of Nim, one needs that the Aron should be B'mekaymai. And if the Aron is missing, the Aron that's missing is Ma'akev, that Avodah that is done specifically with the Aron. And so too we find that our Gemara says that Kir V'akan is Ma'akev, even Avodah Shebachutz, the Meshech Chochma in Parashas Kisisa, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Yitches explains that means to say that one can only do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim in the place of the Kir V'Kanei. Does not mean that the Kir V'Kanei are Ma'akvin, the Avodah Shebachutz. It means as far as the specific Avodah of Kir V'Kanei, which means Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, to be able to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, you need the Mokim Kir V'Kanei. But now, the obvious question is, if that's true, like the Karban Eda explains, that the Aron, like Chachamim, are Ma'akvin Avodah Shebifnim, which we explains means the specific Avodah that is done with the Aron. So how could Bizman Bayesheni, how could they have been makter the k'teres of Naivul of Nim? Bizman Bayesheni, they no longer had the Aron. So to answer this kasha, one has to say, as we find by Reb Chaim Chidushe Agracha Asha Simen Unvov. Reb Chaim says that the Mokim Ha'oren was Neskadish. There is a Kedushas Mokim Ha'oren. And therefore, even if the Oren is no longer B'mekoymai, but the Kedushas Ha'oren remains. And therefore, Reb Chaim says that even though B'bayi Sheni there was no Oren, still they could do Hazoyis Penim. Even though Hazoyis Penim need the Oren, but as long as the Mokim retains its Kedusha of Mokim Ha'oren, one can still do the Hazoyis Penim. Biskirov, which is brought down in the Sefer Gviyei Zahav, explains that the Yerushalmi says Ma'akvin is referring to a Chatchila. In other words, in order to do the Avodah L'chatchila, one needs these Kelim. And with that, one can answer the Kasha that we find in the Mikdash David Siman Beis. And so too we find in Talmidei HaRashbash on our Gemara, that ask the following Kasha. How can you say the Mizbeach is Ma'akev? Aye, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Dafnun Tesamad Aleph, that Mizbeach Shenekar, even after the Mizbeach was uprooted, still Maktirin Keteres B'Mekoyma, you can Maktir Keteres in the place of the Mizbeach. That is the Kasha of the Talmidei HaRashbash and the Mikdash David Siman Beis. So according to the Biskrov, one can answer the Kasha by saying that we say Ma'akvin again, does not mean that if the Mizbeach is not in its place, then even b'di'evet one cannot be makter the k'teres. It just means to say that as far as l'chatchila is concerned, in order to go and l'chatchila and makter k'teres, one needs these kelim. And therefore, even though the Karban Eda says that the Aron is ma'akev, but yet that is only l'chatchila. And therefore, b'zman b'ayi sheni, even though there was no Aron, they were still makter k'teres. Because b'di'evet, the k'teres is kosher, even without the Aron. Now, let's start Be'ezus Hashem, the next sugya. The Mishnah says in Halacha Gimel, Moisar k'teres ma hayu oisin ba, mafrishin mimena schar ha'omnin u'mechalin oisa, Amois ha'umnin, v'noyisnin oisa l'umnin b'schara. Now, as far as which umnin are we referring to, we find the Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Gemara Vayter and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph explains that we're talking about the umne beis avtinos, the umnin that made the k'teiras. That is the umnin that our Mishnah is referring to according to the Yerushalmi. The Bavli in Me'ila Daf Yudalad on the base explains that we are talking about the umnin that were mechazek the bedek habayis, the umnin that built the base hamikdash. That is the umnin that our Mishnah is referring to according to the Bavli. Now, according to the Yerushalmi, that explains that we are referring to the umne beis avtinos. When our Mishnah says mafrishin Schar ha'umnin, where are we mafri schar ha'umnin from? So according to our Gemara, that explains that we are talking about umne beis avtinos, the umnin that made the k'teres. Mafrishin schar ha'umnin means from Chumas HaLishka, like Rashi explains in Shavuos Daf Yud Amud Beis. But according to the Gemara in Me'ila Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, that explains that our Mishnah is referring to the umnei that were bein in the Beis HaMikdash, then Mafrishin Schar HaUmnin is referring to money from Bedek HaBayis, like Tosis explains in Shavuos Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara asks the following Kasha. How can they go and be mechalel the k'teiras al moyes ha'umnin? So on that, the Gemara answers, Amar Reb Shimon Bar Bisna, Mevi Moyes u'mechalin al binyan. In other words, first he went and he took these Moyes that had Kedushas Trumas HaLishka, and he was mechalin the Moyes al binyan. And only then was he mechal the k'teres on the mois. That is the teretz that our Gemara brings down b'shem Rishon and Bar Bisna. In the Rishonim and Shavuos, we find that they had a different gears than our Gemara. The Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, and Shavuos, Afyurim, and Beis bring down our Gemara as follows. The Gemara asks, for Nimtza Hektish, Mischalal Hektish, and the Gemara answers, Amar Reb Shimon ben Wilkunya, Kulei Masnisin, Mevi Mois, Mechulen, Umevi Kteres, Umechal Alehen. And the Rishonim explain that it means to say as follows, that they took Mois Chulen Ba'akofa. In other words, they borrowed Mois Chulen. And they're Mechalo the Kteres on those Mois Chulen. And then they paid up the loan of Mois Chulin from Trumas HaLishka. That is the Rishonim's Gersa in our Gemara. And the obvious question is, how can they go and pay up the loan of Mois Chulin from Trumas HaLishka? What happened to the Kedusha of Trumas HaLishka? Where did that Kedusha of Trumas HaLishka go? And similarly, one can ask the same kasha on Rashi and Shavuos, Daf Yudim Beis. Rashi and Shavuos, Daf Yudim Beis explains that we say in our Mishnah, that we are mechalal the k'teres on the schar ha'omnin, it means to say as follows, that Beis Din takes Trumas HaLishka and is mezakeh the Trumas HaLishka to the Umnin through one of the Gizbarim. And therefore, the money of Trumas HaLishka was Yetzei L'Chulin. And once the money of Trumas HaLishka was Yetzei L'Chulin, then they are Mechala the K'teres on that money that now is Chulin. And again, the question is, how was that Mois of Trumas HaLishka Yetzei L'Chulin? Where did the Kedusha of Trumas HaLishka go? So to answer the previous kasha, I would like to preface with the following hakdama. We find that there are two different types of kedusha. There's something called kedushas bedek habayis, and then there is a second kedusha called kedushas mizbeach, like all korbanos. But really, each one of those kedushas have two variables. As we will see on the Gemara on Amud Beis, there is something called kedushas damim. And then there is another kedusha called kedushas hagof. And both kedushas bedek habayis and kedushas mizbeach have those two variables. In other words, kedushas bedek habayis could either be kedushas damim lebedek habayis, and you could have kedushas haguf lebedek habayis. And so too, by kedushas mizbeach, one can have kedushas damim lemizbeach, and so too, one could have kedushas haguf lemizbeach. What is the difference between kedushas damim and kedushas haguf? So the difference is as follows. Kedushas damim means that the din of this object is that its value should be used either for bedek habayis, which means, in other words, for the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, or you could have kedushas haguf bedek habayis, means that the object itself is niskadish to be used for the bedek habayis. Not just the value of the object is supposed to be used for bedek habayis, but the object itself has a din to be used for the actual binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. That is as far as Kedushas Bedek HaBayis is concerned. Now, as far as Kedushas Mizbeach, you again find the same chiluk. There is Kedushas Damim Mizbeach, meaning that the object is Kaddish, that its value should be used for the Mizbeach. And then there is something called Kedushas Haguf, that the object itself was Niskaddish, that it itself should be used to be brought on the Mizbeach. And then we find a new type of Kedusha called Kedushas Korban. In other words, besides for Kedushas HaGuf Mizbeach, that the object itself was niskadish to be used for the Mizbeach, but then there is an extra level called Kedushas Korban, like we find in the Mishnah in Me'ilu Daf Ches Amid Aleph, and on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, that once either they started the actual Avodas HaKorban, doing the Avodas HaKorban, which begins from Shas Chita, or when the object was placed into a Kli Shoris, then the object becomes an actual Korban. And only from that point on is it considered a Korban. And that is why we find that when the object is placed in a Kli Shoris, or they start the Avodas of the Korban, from that point on we find that it is Nifsal Elina. Because from that point on it is considered a Korban, and it has all the dinim of the Korban. And so too we find in the Mishnah Menachas Daf Kof Amud Beis, that once the object is placed into a Kli Shoris, one can no longer be paida that object, even if the object is no longer fit to be used as a Korban. For example, once a mincha is placed into a Kli Shoris, even after it became tamei, you can still not be paida that mincha. Like the Mishnah says, Mishakitchu bekeli ein ohem pidyon. Because again, once the object turns into a Korban and becomes Kaddish b'Kedushas Korban, from that point on, one can no longer be paida the Korban, even if it's no longer fit to be a Korban. Now getting back to what we said before, that there are two variables in both Kedushas Badek Habayis and Kedushas Mizbeach, that one of the variables is called Kedushas Damim, that the din of the value of the object is to be used either for Badek Habayis or to be used for the Mizbeach. We find in the Gemara and Tzmura Daf Amud Aleph Amud Beis the following Chiddush. The Mishnah says Kodshei Bedek HaBayis can be used to pay the Umnin Schorim. And the Gemara explains this is based on that we darshan a Pasuk, that the Pasuk says V'asu li Mikdash, and we darshan V'asu li Mishali. In other words, Binyan Beis HaMikdash takes place from Bedek HaBayis. And therefore, like Tesis explains, the Bedek HaBayis are Yoytze L'chulen with that we pay the Umnin B'scharon, because like the Pasuk says, the din of the Bedek HaBayis is to be used to pay the Umnin B'scharon. So from here we see the following Chiddush, that if the din of the Kedusha is to be used for a specific purpose, then as long as that purpose was fulfilled, automatically the object is Yaitse L'chulin. In other words, that we said, that in order for an object to be Yaitse L'chulin, you need the Kedusha to be transferred to a secondary object, that is only when the Kedusha of that object is Mechayev, that it itself should be used for a specific purpose. But let's say the din of the Kedusha is that its value should be used for a specific purpose, then as long as one fulfilled the din of that Kedusha, automatically that object is Yetzei L'chulin. And therefore, both by Bedek HaBayis and by Kedushas Mizbeach, by Kedushas Damim, if you have Kedushas Damim LeBedek HaBayis, and one went and used the object that was Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim L'Bedek HaBayis to pay the Umnin Scharon, which means, for example, according to the Gemara Mi'ilah Daf Hidal Amud Beis, if one took an object that was Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim L'Bedek HaBayis and he used that object to pay the Umnin Scharon, then that object is automatically Yoytzei L'Chulin, because the Kedusha of the object was fulfilled with that I'm using this object to pay the Umnin Schoyon. And therefore, automatically it is Yetzei L'chulin. And so too, according to our Gemara, if one went and took Chumas HaLishka, which is also Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach, like we see in Tesis and Shavuos Daf Yud Amud Beis and the Ritva, and one went and took that Trumas HaLishka, which is Kodesh B'Kedushas Dam L'Mizbeach, and used to pay up the Umne Beis Avtinas, which are the Umne that made the Keteres, whose their din is he paid with Mois of Trumas HaLishka, then that Trumas HaLishka is Yetzei L'Chulin, because the Kedusha was fulfilled. For that reason, not only can one understand that we find in Rashi and Shavuos, that by paying the Umnin from Trumas HaLishka, the money is automatically Yetzei L'Chulin, but so too, that is the pshat that we find in the Rishonim's Girsa and our Gemara, that by paying up a loan that was taken for the purpose of paying the Umnin's Charon, again, the Mois is Yetzei L'Chulin. Because as long as the din of the Kedusha of the Mois was fulfilled, as long as the purpose of the Mois was fulfilled, that is all one needs for that Mois to be Yetzei L'Chulin. Now getting back to our Girsa in the Gemara. Our Girsa in the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Shimon bar Bisna mevi mois mechala on Binyan. They took money and they were mechala the Kedusha of the money onto Binyan. Like the Mefarshim explained, that means that since we hold Binyan b'chol v'achakach maktishin, which means that what is built is chulin till they are maktishit, so they took the Kedusha HaMois and they were mechal the Kedusha HaMois onto the Binyan, which up to that point was Chulin. So from the Yerushalmi, one sees that they needed to actually be mechal the Kedusha HaMois onto a second object, which was Chulin. And the Kedusha HaMois was not automatically Yotzei L'Chulin. But yet they had to be mechalo the Kedushas HaMoyes onto a second object, which was Chulin. That is the first Chiddush one sees in the Yerushalmi. Second Chiddush one sees in the Yerushalmi is as follows. If anyways they needed to mechalo the Moyes onto a Binyan, which up to that point was Chulin, why didn't they just go and be mechalo the Keteres directly onto the Binyan that was Chulin? Like the Gemara asks, in Me'ila Daf Yedarim Abeis. So from the Yerushalmi, one sees that they cannot go and directly be mechalel the Keteres onto Binyan. And the reason is, because even though we'll see on the Gemara Nam Abeis, the Gemara says that we have a lev based in Masna on the Keteres, that the Keteres should be Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim, but yet, that Kedushas Damim is Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach. Its din is to be used for the Mizbeach. And therefore, they couldn't go and be Mechalel that Keteres onto Binyan, because the din of the Keteres, the Kedushas Damim that the Keteres has, is to be used for the Mizbeach, not to be used for the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, they cannot be Mechalel it directly onto the Binyan. Now, one has to know which Mois did they use to be mechalal onto the Binyan. V'chir, the Mois that they used was Mois Trumas HaLishka. Trumas HaLishka is also Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach. So how can we say that they went to mechalal the Mois of Trumas HaLishka onto the Mizbeach? Let them go and be mechalal the Keteres directly onto the Binyan. What is the difference between the Keteres, which after way based in Masna is Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach, and the Trumas HaLishka itself? B'chira, from our Gemara, one sees that the Mois that our Mishnah is referring to is Shkolim, not the Trumas HaLishka itself. We're referring to Shkolim, that they were Mafrish Mimena from Shkolim Schar HaUmnin. Now what Kedusha do Shkolim have? The Kedusha that Shkolim has is Kedushas Domim, either L'Mizbeach or Lebedek Habayis, just like we find that the Trumas HaLishka is Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach, and the Shiori Lishka is Kaddish B'Kedushas Damim Lebedek Habayis. In other words, the Shkolim themselves, before they took off Trumas HaLishka, or before anything was left over in the Lishka after taking off Trumas HaLishka, the Shkolim themselves have Kedushas Damim either Lebedek Habayis or L'Mizbeach. And therefore, for that reason, they could go and use the Shkolim and be mechalal them onto the Binyan. because the shkolim themselves are kaddish b'kedushas damim either lebed kabayis or lemizbeach. And since the shkolim are kaddish b'kedushas damim lebed kabayis as well, therefore they had the right to go b'machalal these moyes of shkolim, the kedusha of shkolim, onto the binyan. On the other hand, the k'tiris, which the kedushas k'tiris is solely for the mizbeach, that they cannot go b'machalal onto the binyan. For that same reason, our Gemara holds that the moyes themselves can only be yitzei l'chulun with chilul. Because again, the din of these moyes is not only to be used for the purpose of paying schar umnin, but yet the din of the moyes is kedushas damim either l'mizbeach or l'bed kabayis. And therefore the only way to take care of that kedusha, to yimaitzi that kedusha l'chulun, is only by being mechalal the moyes onto binyan. That is what one sees in our Gemara. Now let's go on to the next part of the sugya. The Gemara brings down a machlokes between Rabbi Yosi, Reb Chanina, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If by k'teres pitma b'chulin, in other words, if someone was mefatim the k'teres not in a klisharis, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says psula, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says k'shera. And on that the Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina say that one has to be mefatzim the k'teres in a klisharis? If so, how were the k'teres yitzei l'chulin? Dover shekidish b'klisharis nifta? Something that wasn't skadish b'klisharis cannot be nifta, cannot be yitzei l'chulin. So on that the Gemara answers that we are going like Shmuel. And Shmuel holds of the following cloud called Lev based in Masna. And since we say Lev based in Masna, therefore, even though Davar Shekidish B'Klisharis cannot be Yitzei L'chulin, but based on that we say Lev based in Masna on the Meiser HaKeteres, on the leftover K'teres, therefore the leftover K'teres can be Yitzei L'chulin through Chilal on the Meis. Now, to understand Lev based in Masna, we find two basic Mahalchim, Rashi and Shvuas Tafir Aleph Amar Aleph, and so too in the Ritva, explain that we say Lev based in Masna means as far as the Shas Hektish is concerned. In other words, that there was a Tanai in the actual Hektish, that it was Hukdash al Tanai. So, for example, in our Gemara, this Meisar HaKeteres, at the time when they were Maktish, the Keteres to be used for Keteres, there was a Tanai in the Hektish, that it is only Kaddish as much as it won't be Meisar, as it won't be the leftover Keteres. If this will end up being the leftover Keteres, it was never Kaddish for Keteres to begin with. And for that reason, they can be paid it, and it will be Yoytzei L'chulin. That is how Rashi and the Ritva understand Lev based in Masna. Meiri, on the other hand, in Shvuah seems to argue. The Meiri understands Lev based in Masna, that based in have a koyach to Masna to Maitzi, even something that has Kedushas HaGuf L'chulin. Like the Chazon Ish explains in Menachos Simen Chav Chesiv Katan Zayin, that the way Lev based in Masna works does not work l'mafreya. That we look as if it was never Kaddish to begin with. The way Lev based in Masna works is that now that this is the leftover, now the Kedusha can go off. Now the Kedusha Saguf can go off. And even though, generally speaking, Kedusha Saguf Paka Bechti, that is only as long as it is Roy l'mitzvasei. When it is no longer royal mitzvasei, then Beis Din have a right to be masna that the kedushas haguf should go off. That is how the Chazon Ish explains Lev Beis Din masna, and the Chazon Ish brings the following raya. The Chazon Ish says, if you would understand Lev Beis Din masna to mean that as far as a shas hektish is concerned, there was a tanai in the actual hektish, the Chazon Ish asks, if so, how can we go and use the Keteres and buy back the Keteres from the Umnin and then use the Keteres for Avodas HaKeteres? Our Gemara says, Pitma Bechulin Psula. And the Rambam says that means to say that the Pitum has to take place during the time that the Keteres is Kaddish. And if we would say that way based in Masna means the Lomar Freya never had Kedusha, so L'chayos Pitma Bechulin. So therefore the Chazanish says, from here one sees that at the time of Pitum was Kaddish even after way based in Masna. Because again, way based in Masna does not work retroactively. It only works Mikanu Abba. So to answer the kash of the Chazanish, we find in the Stipler in Shvua Siman Ches, and in the Mikdash David Siman Laman Hey, that say as follows, that even though Rashi and the Ritva seem to understand the way based on Masna that it works from Afreya retroactively from the time of Hektish, but since even after way based on Masna, they still have Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Damim is enough for us to be considered Pitma Bekdusha. Because for Pitma Bekdusha, one does not need to have actual Kedushas Keteres. As long as it was not Chulin, it is still kosher. That is the teretz of the Stipler in Shavuos and the Mikdash David. The Gemara goes on to say that even like Rabbi Chanan, that argues on Shmuel, and holds that we do not say lay based on Masna, but yet Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Seirim that are left at the end of the year, even though their Kedusha was Kedushas Chatas, could be brought as an Oila. And Rabbi Chiya explains that it's based on Tnai Beistin. And the obvious question is, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Tnai Beistin. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel's Yisayid of Way Based in Masna. So from here we see that there are two types of Way Based in Masna, which according to Rashi and the Ritva means as follows. There is a Way Based in Masna in the actual Hektish. That the actual Hektish is Hektish Atnai. And on that Rabbi Yochanan argues. And Rabbi Yochanan says there is no hasna in the actual Hektish. But even like Rabbi Yochanan agrees that we that based in have a koyach of lev based in Masna to go and change the status of the Kedusha if it is no longer roy for the Kedushas Chatas. And therefore the serum that are left over at the end of the year, the Beis Din have a right to go and say that now the din of the Kedusha is to be used for an oila. And with that one can answer the following kasha. We find later in our Gemara on the Afchof from a Beis that the Gemara says that we say Lev Beis Din Masna even by a Korban Yochid. That Beis Din have a Koyach to be Masna by a Korban Yochid. That if the Korban Yochid can no longer be brought for its original purpose, they have a right to be Masna, that the Korban Yochid should be brought for an Oila. And the Kasha is, we find in Tosfos and Mi'ila Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. And so too one finds in the Trumas Hadash and Simen Reish Ayin Gimel, which is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. Siv Katan Laman Hey, that we say lay based in Masna is only by something that is shayach to the tzibur, but by something that is shayach to a yochid, to a private person, we do not say lay based in Masna. So how can our Gemara go and say that we say lay based in Masna even by a carbon yochid? So again, according to what we said before, the teretz is poshet. That we only say lay based in Masna by a carbon tzibur is as far as the asna, as far as the hektish al tnai is concerned. As far as the hektish al tnai, that is only applicable to karbanah sibur. Because by karbanah sibur, based and were makdish the karban al tnai. But as far as the status of the object from now on is concerned, that based and have a right to be masna, even by a davar shal yachid, even by a karban yachid. And therefore to change his status into an oila, that Beis Din can do even by a Korban Yochid. And the obvious question is, if Beis Din have a right to change the status even like Rabbi Yochanan, why can't Beis Din change the status into Kedushas Damim? Why can they only change the status to be used for another carbon? So based on what we said before, the answer is Pashat. Since we are talking about that it was already Niskadish with Klisharis, again, we said before, once something is Niskadish with Klisharis, it has Kedushas Karbin. In other words, not only is it Kadosh B'Kedushas Aguf, but it has an extra level of Kedusha as well, called Kedushas Karbin. And therefore, Beis Din can no longer change the status to make it not be considered Kedushas Karbin. The only thing Beis Din can do is change the carbon into a different carbon, to change the carbon chatas into a carbon oila. But they can no longer make the Kedushas carbon into Kedushas damim. The only way for Beis Din to make the Kedushas carbon into Kedushas damim is to make a tnai in the Iker HaHekdesh. To make a tnai in the actual hektish, which Rabbi Yochanan holds, we do not say lay based in masna.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.